Solving sexual problems. While sexual problems cause tension and unhappiness in many marriages, these difficulties can be solved more easily than one might think. In most cases, it merely requires education. To deal with such problems, the couple willing to learn what they need to know and to practice it together will achieve fulfillment. Wives especially need to learn more about their sexuality. Before they can meet their husband's need for sex, they must know how to experience each of the stages I have described. Many ask me, how do we get educated? It depends on how serious a problem you face. You may solve it by reading together any number of excellent books that discuss and illustrate sex for the married couple. Because it falls beyond the scope of this book, I have not attempted to go into detail on how to develop skills in lovemaking. Read any sex manual with the goal of finding out what works for the two of you. Many such books will bombard you with all kinds of sexual procedures, but remember that some will work, some won't. No two couples respond in exactly the same manner. You must reach no standard other than feeling fulfilled, satisfied, and loved. If you have a major sexual problem, you may need to visit a trained sex therapist. I have used sex therapy to help guide a few clients with sexual problems. But because each case I handle is of such an individual nature, I have not discussed therapeutic procedure here. If you feel your problem needs the individual attention of a sex therapist, it would be wise for you to read the books I have recommended first. Then you can more intelligently explain your problems and identify a counselor who has the proper credentials to help you solve the problem. One of the tragic ironies of my job appears when I counsel couples in their 70s for sexual incompatibility. Almost always, they resolve their problem within a few weeks, and many experience sexual fulfillment for the first time after 40 or 50 years of marriage. What a difference this would have made in our marriage, they often report. While I am happy that they finally resolved a long-standing and frustrating marital problem, I feel sad for the years they unnecessarily endured the guilt, anger, and depression that often accompany sexual incompatibility. Meeting each other's needs. As I said in Chapter 1, I want to make husbands and wives aware of each other's 5 most important emotional needs and how to meet them. I have started the discussion of these basic needs with the ones I believe are absolutely foundational to a good marriage: affection for her and sex for him. You may have found some of what I've said in this chapter irritating or even disgusting. Perhaps I offended some wives by talking about their need to learn about their sexuality. I'm willing to take that risk because the stakes are so high. As I counsel couple after couple, 2 basic problems surface repeatedly. You may think of them as embarrassing, galling, or infuriating, but here are the facts. 1. While usually more in touch with their own sexuality because it is such a basic male drive, many men lack skill in lovemaking because they fail to understand a woman's need for affection as part of the sexual process. When a man learns to be affectionate, his lovemaking will become very different. The man interested only in satisfying his hunger for sex molests his wife more than anything else because his technique is insensitive to her feelings. He uses his wife's body for his own pleasure while she gets more and more infuriated. 2. Conversely, many women don't understand their own sexuality well enough to know how to enjoy meeting a husband's compelling need for sex. In order to satisfy her husband sexually, a wife must also feel satisfied. I try to encourage wives not to simply make their bodies available on a more regular basis. Rather, they should commit themselves to learning to enjoy the sex relationship as much as their husbands do. The marital golden rule. Obviously, for the wife to enjoy sex, she will need help from her husband. If he does not give her the affection and tenderness she needs, she will feel that he is insensitive and uncaring. This principle of reciprocity is applied throughout this book. You can't enjoy your end of a marriage if your spouse doesn't enjoy his or her end. If you care about your spouse, you don't use or deny your spouse out of selfishness or ignorance. Almost all cultures and ages know the golden rule. Jesus Christ taught us, "Do to others as you would have them do to you," Luke chapter 6, verse 31. As you think about the concepts presented so far and look ahead to the other 8 needs, please consider this slight revision of the golden rule. I call it Harley's second law of marriage. Meet your spouse's needs as you would want your spouse to meet yours. Questions for her. 1. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being very satisfactory, how would you rate the 4 stages of your sexual response with your husband? Arousal, plateau, climax, recovery. 2. If you rated any of the four steps fairly low, what do you think is the problem? Does it lie with him or you or both of you? And 3. After reading this chapter, what did you learn about your husband's need for sex? Questions for him. Number 1. If your wife commented on your sexual desires and technique to a sex therapist, what do you think she would say? Number 2. How would you describe your sexual diet? Steady? Spasmodic? Starvation? Number 3. According to the author, a woman is aroused by her husband's affection, attentiveness, warmth, kindness, and tender sensitivity. Are these qualities you consistently try to develop and express? What do you think your wife would say in answer to this question? To consider together. 1. Are we both having a satisfactory sexual experience? If not, at what stages are we having problems, and how can we change that? 2. Do we need to study a good sex manual together? 3. According to the author, marriage is a very conditional union. If I do not try to meet my spouse's needs, and she does not try to meet mine, we may be technically married, but we will not know the happiness and fulfillment marriage should provide. Do you agree or disagree? Share with each other how you feel about this statement. And 4. In the areas of affection and sex, are we practicing the author's version of the golden rule? Meet your spouse's needs as you would want your spouse to meet yours.